yourself.
Okay, and use help with that.
Oh, help yourself.
All right. And since you've already helped yourself,
Will you pass it on?
All right. And if you're asking someone if they have already had food, you'd say, have you already
had lunch? Or
have you
already? If you're asking someone if they have already had food, you'd say, have you already
had lunch or dinner?
Have you used help? Have you already
helped yourself?
Food that is warmed a second time and served.
It's warmed over.
All right. And if you're having something that you had yesterday, you say, well, today we're just having
leftovers.
Okay, if you put food in your mouth and you begin to
chew,
and the food that is made for invalids, warmed cornmeal and milk or sugar is, say, well, about all he can eat
is milk, probably.
Do you have that dish that is real thin, milk
and
cornmeal?
Or bread. Oh, you know, you can. We used to make a dish when we was like that, and Mom and Dad would put maybe coal. If she had coal biscuits, she would bake them.
Much.
Put them in the stove and let them brown, and then heat her sweet milk with salt and pepper, butter in it, and then pour over.
What did she call it?
Toast.
Milk toast.
Mm-hmm.
What about mush?
Yeah, well, that's mush is where it like is more like grits, I would say. You know, it's a mushy thing. You can put cornmeal in it and cook it like that.
Okay. Any other words for that, mush
or mull.
Mull.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's mull?
It's the same thing. It's a form of a mush.
Is it heated?
Yes. It can be heated.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. All right. Any other dishes made with cornmeal that you think of? Besides the cornbread.
Well, the corn, of course, you use dressing. I mean, meal and corn and dressing. And a lot of people use meal in, like, in frying or things like frying green tomatoes. You know,
right.
Meal that or eggplant.
The coating.
Of a coating.
What about Indian pudding?
No. I've never heard of Indian pudding.
All right, and all the things that you have out in the garden, homegrown
vegetables.
No, we
did. And the place where you raise the vegetables is the garden.
We did.
All right, I did that well. And a dish that's made from coarsely ground corn.
Is hominy.
Do you all have hominy?
Okay. No, we did. Mama used to make hominy.
Really?
From the homemade corn.
Yeah.
You would shell the corn, and if you burned oak wood, you'd have to save the ashes, oak ashes, because they had to use. It's a process that you put those ashes in to bleach that corn out to make it white, and you had to use it. But Mom has made corn and soap. We used to save all of our grease. Pour it in a can or something and save it and make soap.
Yeah.
Well, I have seen homemade soap made.
You use lye and it makes soap. That's all the soap they had to wash clothes.
Right.
That's lye soap.
Okay, and but
right.
Hominy, you're more likely to have grits rather
than
hominy.
Yes, and hominy.
Mm-hmm. All right, and what about that vegetable, I guess it's called a vegetable, it's a grain, really, made in Louisiana and so forth.
Rice.
Okay, do you use rice?
Oh, yes, use rice a lot. Do you use it with cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Rice and cheese, or rice pudding. Use rice in soup.
What dressing? No.